Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna to talk about their annual meeting and the recently awarded Impact Awards. Josh, you recently had your annual meeting and banquet where you had a lot of great awards given out to a lot of great members of the community. Talk about the banquet, how the turnout was, and the importance of having events such as this.
Hi, Tony. We had 131 guests show up for the evening, and we were very excited to host them and get their perspective and talk to them. Our focus of the evening was really on your chamber. That was our theme and our focus that we're going to carry on for the next year. So it was great to have that opportunity to share what that means with our membership and the opportunities that are available to help them get involved with the chamber and just kind of make it their chamber.
And what exactly does the focus being your chamber mean, and what are some things that the community is going to see as far as what the chamber will be doing?
Well, it really means that we're getting back to basics and we're focusing on our mission of fostering a vibrant business community through effective communication and stakeholder engagement. And we're trying to engage our stakeholders, being our members primarily, by getting them involved with our councils, which again are the Membership Council, Tourism, Economic Development, and Government Relations. So we're out there and we're reaching out externally to help draw people into the chamber. And if you're interested in getting involved, you should let us know.
Well, what does it mean to become a chamber member, and why is it important to be a member of the chamber?
It's important to be a member of the chamber because there are factors that we can't necessarily control individually. And by being a chamber member, you become a part of an organization, a larger entity that can go out and try to influence those the best we can. So individually, it's hard to make a difference on the economic or political fields, but together we can foster a vibrant business community.
Now, you also had an awards banquet. You awarded out your Impact Awards to the community. Some really prominent names on this list. Talk about how important it is to be able to recognize these people as part of the community.
Well, it was really just a great honor on the Chamber's perspective to be able to host that. It's really about the community and honoring people who are giving back to the community. I'd like to take a moment to just thank our sponsors of the award, which include Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Motor Inn, AgriVision, and Iowa Realty, and also Iowa State Savings Bank. Our winners for this year were Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Jackie Duffy, Will Prather, Ernie Smith, and Lily Brandon. And it was just really a lot of great individuals. It was great to see the applause that was given by the community, and it's just really touching to see a local turnout. And, you know, it's your neighbors that are awarding you these things, and that's just really touching to be a part of that.
It really is important to be able to have the community all gather together and show their support for one another, isn't it?
Yep, it's just so personal, and it's a great feeling to be able to hand those awards over.
Now, how can people get in contact with the chamber to become chamber members or find out more information about the chamber?
You can reach me at 641-828-7555 or give me an email at director@winwithknoxville.com. Or you can just stop in our office at 217 South 2nd Street in the Dixie Gebhardt House.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Josh McKenna, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.